State Senator Don Huffines filed legislation to gut a group called Dallas County Schools. The agency provides transportation services to several North Texas school districts. Throughout a press conference introducing his legislation, State Senator Don Huffines repeatedly called Dallas County Schools a rogue bureaucracy. Huffines alleges the busing agency mismanaged millions of dollars. DCS has also been criticized over late pickup for students and reports that bus drivers were running red lights. Huffines says the agency is antiquated.
The time for reform is long since gone. The situation is very dire. Without legislative action, the collapse of DCS will pull the rug out from under students and schools, leaving them with a potentially costly and unexpected ill-timed transition to find another bus provider.
DCS runs buses for 12 North Texas school districts, including Dallas, Richardson, and Irving. Huffines' bill would replace DCS with what's called a dissolution committee. The committee would pay off the agency's debts and then shut it down by September of 2018. DCS officials say the proposed legislation would take away millions of dollars from public schools. At a press conference, DCS Superintendent Rick Sorrells defended his agency. 2,000 drivers work diligently to provide safe travel to 70,000 students.
We've been told it would be catastrophic for the children and for the school districts for us to simply disappear.
Sorrells says DCS is working on reducing expenses and he has no plans to resign. He plans to meet next week with State Senator Royce West of Dallas to discuss the future of Dallas County schools. Christina Martinez, KERA News.